Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 30th, 2005. This will be the last podcast prepared for this year. The title of the message is so fitting. Jesus will still be there. I want to share portions of three scripture texts today, from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and then from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 8. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As I prepare this final encouragement message for 2005, I want to share what I hope will be a special message of hope and assurance. I consider the various burdens and uncertainties so many of you are dealing with. In many cases, Brooksie and I can visualize who you are and the situations you struggle with. You may be a family member, a friend, or a former parishioner. Perhaps you're among the many we meet in a chapel service or a faithful reader of the daily encouragement messages. A recent example of this is a note from a man who found our site as he was searching for devotionals and prayers to share with his wife who has cancer. Both are blind, so they have that challenge as well. At creation, God established the annual unit of time. The passing of years is a great time to do some reflecting, as well as looking ahead to the next phase in our life's journey. We each look back to milestones this past year, and for some, they're more significant than others. In my case, this was the year my mom ended her earthly journey. So that's a major passage time for me as well. Generationally, I realize I am the next to go. Some of you look ahead to 2006 with a temporal optimism. In your life, things are going well and you feel secure. Perhaps your health's good. The job seems secure. Life is good for you. But others face this new year with a great sense of uncertainty. You may be dealing with a health issue, a job transition, or some other form of distress. Today's message is for those that have it both ways. Settle deep in your spirit that our one and only certain source of hope is Jesus Christ. He alone is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This is expressed so well in the great old hymn, the solid rock in the line, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I selected verses today that express three unchangeable truths concerning God. He loves us with an everlasting love. He will never leave us. He is always the same. As we ground our faith in these truths, we can, regardless of our temporal condition, experience the hope, peace, and assurance that is at the very core of living an abundant life. Brooksie has been practicing the words to his song, Jesus Will Still Be There. That has a very fitting theme for beginning a new year. She'll be sharing it in church this Sunday. The lyrics are included below. Also, for those of you listening here to the podcast, there is an audio link. The song is available. Somebody's placed it up on the internet. If you care to listen to it, you can listen to it as well. The song reminds us of the most certain reality, that Jesus will still be there. His love will never change, no matter what changes around us. As we end one year and move into another, He is a never-changing presence in our lives. We can absolutely rely upon Him.
Jesus, the tempest may blow and the storm clouds gather, but You are my shelter in the storms of life. I find my refuge and strength in You, the Rock of Ages. Help me to be unwavering in my faith when debris from the storms of life encircle me and attempt to get me off the right path. You promise never to abandon me. Instead, You carefully guide me to safety as I cling tightly to Your hand. Even as I daily experience your goodness and faithfulness in 2005, I am absolutely certain I will enjoy your constant presence in my life and those I love in the new year of 2006.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And this is a ministry, dailyencouragement.net. And it is our goal, our desire to encourage. It's our intent, as the Lord wills, that we will be continuing this ministry. Monday morning, January 2, 2006. In fact, this ministry began in 1996, so this year we will be having our 10th anniversary of sending these messages, although the podcast just began this last fall. Have a blessed weekend, a blessed Friday. Those of you will pick this up at various times. Again, if you go to the website today, or your email post that you might have clicked onto this from, you will find a link to the song, Jesus Will Still Be There. And that is a group that's singing it, and somebody else has placed up on the internet. Also, I have the entire lyrics to the song if you want to read them slowly. And it is a real good song that expresses a great truth. Well, have a blessed day today. A very happy, blessed, prosperous, spiritually enriching new year in which we know our purpose in life is to glorify and honor God. Blessings to each reader, listener, today.